Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Jano Cohen, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Philadelphia. She also teaches Tai Chi. She has been teaching the Alexander Technique now for almost 25 years. Earlier on, she spent many years working as a massage therapist. And she works with a wide variety of students. And we're going to talk today about the topic of the Alexander Technique and recovery from injuries and dealing with the pain associated with injuries. Jano herself successfully rehabilitated herself from multiple injuries and two ankle surgeries. Jano, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. I wonder if you could begin by just giving our listeners who are not familiar with the Alexander Technique a very short description of it.
Okay. The Alexander Technique is actually a form of movement reeducation. People think of it as a posture technique, but it's really about how we move inside our bodies that end up creating a certain type of posture when we're standing, sitting, walking, doing any movement that we do. A teacher comes and helps you become aware of how you're moving and with a very light touch, and maybe teaches you some anatomy and shows you yourself in the mirror. And then you really learn what you're doing. It's the terrific method for becoming aware of how you tense your body and how you can move in a way that requires less force and more comfort. It's great for becoming more centered in your body and for moving more freely with less effort.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly has a very wide range of applications, everything from helping performers to perform more effectively or helping people with injuries, back pain and the like. But we're going to focus today on injuries of the kind that you suffered and then the two surgeries that ensued from that. I wonder if you could just very briefly tell us what those injuries were and how you initially dealt with them.
Okay, so the injuries you're referring to are I was opening a window and a very large window covering fell on my ankle, did a little bone chip, sheared the bone, tattered the ligament, and I didn't realize how bad the injury was and walked on it for a year, and then my other ankle, the ligament ruptured from hopping on it, and I fell and tore that bone. So I had I had surgery on each ankle a year apart and had physical therapy, but had to sort of relearn to walk, and having an Alexander teacher help me re-coordinate myself and avoid tightening myself around using crutches and just everything that you have to do in your daily life was extremely helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had recovered from other injuries from dancing for many years. In fact, that's how I found the technique. That I had back pain from dancing in a cold studio, and that became chronic spasming, and I found Catherine Wielopolska in Philadelphia was my first Alexander Technique teacher, and she helped me through that initial injury.
Mm-hmm. So I think most of our listeners would think in terms of physical therapy if they're recovering, say, from surgery, and you certainly. From what I understand, you did some physical therapy, but at some point, I'm guessing that you found limitations in that. Is that correct?
Well, I did. I mean, it has a great place. There are certain modalities that are very helpful for an injured part, you know, ultrasound and these sorts of things, ice and heat, whatever helps people. And they teach you how to get your gait back and strengthen certain muscles and stretch things out. I find them helpful, but I also found that Alexander Technique helped me really pay close attention to my body as a whole rather than just focusing on the pain, and that I could really sort of re-inhabit my body after the trauma and pay attention to what I was doing, so that you're in a physical therapy lab for, you know, an hour or two, but the rest of the day you're spent with your body, and you really need to pay attention so that you don't do further harm to your injury, as well as help it heal. The releasing that happens with Alexander technique opens space in your body and puts less pressure on the joints, as well as allowing the blood flow and the flow of lymph to return, because you have less clamping around those areas. And so I found that I needed Alexander technique help all through my recovery process, and certainly after physical therapy. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a lifelong process of learning, and I always work with an Alexander technique teacher to keep me at my most optimum functioning.
Mm-hmm. So would it be an oversimplification to say that physical therapy maybe repairs or helps you to repair some of the immediate damage caused by an injury or by the surgery itself, but that the you that's has been repaired a bit needs to have a certain level of self-guidance to use that repaired you in a better way, and that's what the technique provides?
I would say so. And I also would say that in addition to the self-awareness, the actual touching by an Alexander technique teacher actually helps you become more comfortable in your body. It's a very gentle, soothing touch, calms down your nervous system, and that actually helps healing. And it also helps your sense of well-being, because after an injury, there's emotional trauma associated with it. We feel inadequate. We feel very disappointed that we can't function in our life. We're afraid. There's a lot of fear that we won't cope again. And there's actually the fear of the original injury, because at the moment of shock, your body goes into just a fear response. And sometimes we ignore that and shuttle it inside our bodies, and it gets sort of trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And when people's hands touch you, that releases that locked-in fear that sort of makes you guarded against further injury and just sort of holding on to the experience of the injury, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So this shares a commonality with body work like massage and stuff like that, where people are touched. It often helps them process through their experiences so that they're no longer sort of rehashing the fear or the guarding that happens around a trauma.
And I would guess that guarding that you're talking about, it might not be so obvious for someone who hasn't had some Alexander experience, simply because the subtle tension patterns that would appear in a possible dangerous situation might not be picked up unless you had some Alexander experience.
I would agree with that. And I also think people after an experience tend to shut down and don't feel their bodies at all.
Yes.
It's certainly, if the pain is severe, people just go blank. And so they're certainly not going to experience those subtle contractures that happen around an injury. And some of them are at a deeper level, like a subtle proprioceptive level, so that they're not going to experience it as pain, so they don't realize they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm imagining also that another aspect to this is that, let's say in your case you had these two operations, you were very much drawn into the medical model of dealing with things, which is to grossly oversimplify, the doctor or the therapist kind of tells you what you need to do. And it isn't all that self-empowering. And, of course, the Alexander technique kind of puts you in charge of yourself in a way that maybe doesn't happen so much within the medical model. It gives you a chance to actually bring about changes in your own functioning. And I would think that would be a pretty empowering process for someone that's gone through what the kind of stuff that you went through.
Well, I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Do you want to we're probably getting a bit towards the end of our time, but do you want to address the question of pain? Do you think the Alexander Technique has anything special to offer in that area, pain relief?
I do, in two ways. One, when an injury is acute, we tend to guard around the injury long after we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Splinting is only important for the first 48 hours, and then after that, the splinting actually can cause more pain. So Alexander Technique is an opportunity to pay attention to that splinting and learn to release the tension and move again. Move your joints the way they're designed to move with less effort and avoid creating a situation that it can become chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes pain is caused by underlying conditions, which, you know, people who are living with not just injury, but arthritis or chronic TMJ or things, pain that's coming from movement that they're doing every day. So they're essentially moving, injuring themselves every day. And this is where Alexander Technique is absolutely crucial. Because if you can pay attention to yourself when you play an instrument, when you vacuum, when you lift a heavy object, you can learn to do these movements so that you do not injure yourself. So you can prevent the pain, but you can also, if you have pain, learn to move without increasing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So this can become very crucial for people who are living with conditions that actually aren't curable or treatable. There are people who have, I myself actually have been diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis. And so any excess pressure in my body just adds to the inflammation and adds to the pain. So the better I use myself, the less pain I'm actually going to have.
Mm-hmm. So I think it would be important to point out that the Alexander Technique is not a cure for chronic conditions. It's not a therapy. It's a teaching method. But it can certainly lessen the amount of pain that you have to deal with, just as you say, by awareness and by learning how to move out of patterns that make the pain worse.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you want to add before we come to an end?
Oh, let me see. Well, I do want to emphasize what you just said, that Alexander Technique teachers are not medical providers.
Mm-hmm.
When people come to us, we cannot diagnose what they have wrong with them. I do refer people to doctors whenever someone comes to me and they haven't consulted someone first. But we can make people more comfortable, both in how we touch them and also what we teach them, so that what's important is people learn to live differently, where they're taking care of their bodies on a daily basis and learning what is causing their pain, watching what they do as they work at the office, as they play sports, as whatever it is that they're going to do, so that they can do these things without pain.
Well, I think that's a great place to bring our conversation to a close. My guest today has been Jan O. Cohen, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Philadelphia. She's been teaching the technique for almost 25 years now. And if anything we've been talking about today intrigues you and you live in the Philadelphia area, we'll put a link to Jano's website by the interview. And if you live anywhere else in the world, we'll put a link to a site where you can find out more about the technique and find a teacher in your area. Jano, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Robert, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.